Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulls us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, for pressure buck pipes. I know I spat to y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me. Haters, fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Cold to y'all, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching, clip you then I cross you then I leave him. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here, full pressure to the trigger, bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit, dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit, dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beams. Niggas wanna despise the team, to our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. To the bullet, motherfuckers, yeah.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your wholesale boogie. We got T-Row, ICE. We in the building, baby. What you tell, Jane Jane?
What it do,
what's
baby?
Up, baby boy? The Dream Team in the house. You missed the greatest hip hop party. You missed the greatest hip hop party in 30 years.
I don't want to talk to you if that's the case. I see. Don't start to show off like that. I don't want to talk to you if I missed something.
Man. Party.
It was frenzy.
Hey, all I say is this, man. All I say is this. If you got a significant other, you're married, you got a girlfriend, if you go out to a club, dance with her. That's all I can tell you. Don't sit around like a bump on the log. The streets is talking.
Come on. Oh, we in the building.
Wow. Yeah, we are in the building. Man, big show, pre-draft show. For before tomorrow, big day is going to change some of these young people live as we move forward. But before we get into that, West Virginia University legend head coach Bobby Huggins resigned after getting a DUI during the week. Last week, and I just want to ask you first. Say that again.
That's that bootlicker. You can't be drinking.
Man, old Huggy Bear. So I'm going to ask you first, T-Row, what do you think about this resignation, and where does West Virginia go from here, and what do you think about Bobby Huggs' career, his legend? Do you think he's going to coach again?
Yeah, I'm gonna start from going from last question to the first question. Yes, he will be back. I mean, come on now. We didn't have a lot of coaches to do a lot of more dirty stuff than this and still find a way to be coaching in the NCAA tournament. So I'm gonna say this about Bobby Huggins. This is a bad situation, man. He was in Pittsburgh just chilling. But at the same time, when you are intoxicated and you get pulled over by the police because you are blocking traffic and you can't go nowhere, you don't know what's going on, then yeah. I mean, come on, man. That's a bad light. Come on, Bobby. Big old Huggy Bear. We know you like to get down, but damn. You couldn't pull over to the stop sign or to an open parking lot and just take a rest for a minute. You had to do it in the middle of the street where everybody could see you and be like, hey, man, knock on the window. You know you asleep. But unfortunately, it had to be the 5-0 to wake his ass up. So, Bobby or Huggy Bear, we love you. Just to bring you up to speed. Just a week or two, no, let's say about a month before this happened, he was on the radio show and had the anti-gay slurs that kind of made him resign with what just happened. So Huggy Bear ain't been doing too good in the last month and a half. He just been wilding out for real. So we might have to get him on the show and see where the hell his mind is, because this is crazy, especially for Huggy Bear. I can't believe it. I see your boy Huggy Bear down there getting dropped, boy. That Pittsburgh feeling good. What happened to old Huggy Bear?
Well, you hit it on the head, man. I think it started last month with the game anti-marks, you know what I'm saying? And those remarks, man, kind of was kind of like, you know, that really hurt him big time. You know, and so I even myself, I thought moving forward, I said he might not last long. So I forgot about that issue, and then when I found out that he was caught with a DUI and resigned, I knew it was easy for him to do it. He probably didn't want to do it the first time, but this time it made it easy for him to just go ahead, because it's gonna be him big time. I know a couple players from Richmond that's down there. You know, so they didn't lost an icon coach. He is a great coach. Do I believe they get another job somewhere? Yeah, sure. He might take a year off, you know, get his stuff together, and he'd probably come back. But is this going to hurt his legacy? A little bit, but, you know, a little bit. But he'll get a job back, you know what I'm saying? It's just a DUI. He's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 when you white. I'm sorry, man. Okay, so Bobby Huggins, he really a great coach and a good person. So he basically, you know, sit out a year, man, and just, you know, get a college job somewhere. Hopefully, you know, it still be a Division One. You know, probably a mid-major college. I don't think he's no more a big-time Division One. So even though it's just Division One, though, but I just think he's a mid-level. Kent State, Akron, I think he can get down there, get back to his old roots or something like that. He'll be fine.
Ooh.
What you think,
Elbow? He'll be running the show. He don't be running the show if he do that. Oh, my. Big Brother Boo. What happened to your boy, Huggy? He out there drinking. Oh.
Man. I tell you what. I asked for his resignation. I asked for harsher punishment with the slurs.
Anti-gay
slurs, the homophobic slurs that he presented. I asked for more games. That being said, he was already on the fringe, as you would say. I don't think if I'm Huggy Bear, I coach again. Reason being, I'm getting older. This game is getting younger and younger by the day, gentlemen. And his peers, when I say his peers, the Jimmy Boeheim, the Roy Williams, the Jay Wright, they sat down. How much longer were you going to be going anyway, Huggy Bear? So I think, will this tarnish his legacy? I don't think so, as you guys have said. But I will say it will hurt him on getting employed for the next opportunity. I don't think a lot of these universities are going with the older coach unless you – and no disrespect to Huggy Bear, but he hasn't won a national championship like Rick Pitino. He hasn't put guys in the, you know, done too much. So I will say that about Huggy Bear. But will he get another chance? He probably will at a mid-major low, but I wouldn't hire him just because of the generational gap as we see it today. I'm not going that route. So you see organizations like the Boston Celtics going even younger. So real quick before we get to break, more college words. The legendary Memphis player and coach Penny Hardaway has been suspended or banned for 3 games for recruiting violations. Really quick before we get to commercial and come back with our NBA, what do you think, ICE? Good thing or bad thing for Penny Hardaway?
Bad thing, Penny. Bad thing. You hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Bad thing, Penny. Bad thing, Penny. Come on, man. Come on, you know he was wrong on that right there, man. He was just trying to get better too, man. He been having an up and down career so far. That old Imani Bates messed that up and messed some other things up down there. So right now he's not doing too good. He did have a good year this year. It was probably his best year. So I think he just needs to take his time, man, get it together. We need him down there at Memphis, man. He's an icon down there. It seems like these black coaches, man, from him, who else we got? A man from Michigan, Jawan Howard. Jawan Howard. Jerry Stackhouse, at Vanderbilt. These guys are acting crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Patrick Ewing. at Georgetown just couldn't win nothing, man. It was just, I love him. He's one of my greatest players of all time, man. He's one of my top five centers, hands down. But these coaches, man, come over there, man, acting too ghetto, man, you know, to me. But I think, you know, he'll be fine, but you got to watch his stuff. What you think, T.J.?
I see. It's about them 1 cent. You know, they bringing the pennies back out. I went to the old Nike outlet and I almost lost my mind when I saw the 1 cent hanging up. I was like, damn, okay. But I'm going to say this. Come on, fellas, are you surprised? I'm surprised you only got 3 games. This ain't nothing. Come on, man. Like you say, Money Bates, he messed up. He almost lost Wiseman. You know he got in trouble for that, too. So 3 games, I mean, that's just a slap on the wrist. I'm glad he only got 3 games because it could have been worse. It could have been a hell of a lot worse, especially for Memphis. But like you say, we only got so many coaches, but they seem to be losing their damn mind trying to get these players. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I think it's all about the shoes. It's got to be the shoes. Big Brother Boo, what you think? What's wrong with your boy Penny down there at Memphis?
I want to party like little Penny. I want to party like little Penny. I'm happy for Penny. Reason being, they let guys like Rick Pitino off the hook. So what he's done for the game as a player, I guess they're using that to help him stay on board. Also with the new rules with the NIL, that's if you're just talking to me and you shouldn't be, that's not bad. So I'm happy that he only got 3 games. Take advantage of it because you don't get it too much. But I tell you what, you better start winning or you're going to be out in Memphis. You can't keep using that legendary card. You just can't.
Street! Tell him again, brother.
when we come back, we're going to talk, where's the NBA game going before the draft? Is the international players taking over? What's wrong with the NBA? Or is there anything wrong? Who's 2 or 3? What would you do with Zion with these allegations and executions and crucifixions
in the streets?
You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. My cousin Trey, D-Mac, I see you, baby. We in the building.
Like Bunny and Clyde. Don't worry, baby, I keep me some fire. She name is in broken, she cannot decide. The ladies Mercedes will go to surprise. Don't sleep on this lady, her pussy a prize. Digging her back while I'm gripping her side. Digging my back, this ain't regular size. We really fly, we like pelican guys. Bitch, you ain't slick, I can tell her disguise. I'm good at my wrist, put her gas in the sky. She sing out my sauna and change her whole life. I taught her to goggle and work on her high. Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke all the knots. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and it ain't no fight. We call them toxic cause they gonna chop. Took her out of violence cause that pussy pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock.
K, money, K, burn, I took the Billy Coop back, then I hopped in Kaya. I quit the bitch in the front of the Billy in front of the driver. And man, shit that weedy can't smoke in the road, right, wow. I stripped up and cut up, I'm drinking, I chewed off the tires, huh? I'm in a coop by myself. I had to kick a door when I was 5. Keep the old ones on the shelf. Hostess be rallying the fast. I'm sick and tired of these young niggas act like they fine and telling them lies. Acting like they the one created this and they get all this drip from my guy. yeah. Cartier ass, Cartier coke, Cartier as the West. Cartier love, Cartier the stack. Cartier spec buffalo on the side. Prison cut diamonds, they Cartier, yeah. Cartier bad for the Cartier stack. Got ring look cool with 200 a day. Cartier jeans, ain't no way I can stand. Ain't no way I'ma ever gon' go out. Man, I can't go out, no way I'm gon' go out. I just grip on her ass and I show her. I sit like a chef and I wait on her whole lot. I just whip up a new Chanel paddock. I whip it up wrist and I don't break the door. Turn that whole top floor to a whole house. 100 racks and 1, 2 about to flood out.
Ooh.
Cash, money,
cash,
and I don't wanna
put it in the
sun. I just pass it.
Five up for boys, I move through the live, babe. Since 12 the play been hot just to show you the time frame. 100 mil down on my desk, but I'm still up beside, eh? Mashing M's in my account to the truck in my driveway. I'm in that photo by myself. Know it's 100 more niggas outside. Know they gon' ride to the death. Had some good years, ain't no way I get tired. I gotta do what I feel. Every day Super Bowl, fuck it, oh well. I put a lot on myself. And then for Richard Mill, I'm like Odell. She slid ahead, now my business is to grab a torpedo. I had to go back and legal my size, I got 13 and 0. I told her, baby, this not the remix, this is a part of the sequel. No, we not living the same, we not making the same, we not equal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lil' mama can fly, had some troubles, put that shit in the sky. Bout the angels, know the devil will try. It's so hot, you thought Paris Hilton just said it. When we come out, we can't help but leave damage. At the party, Astro World at the planet. Laid the map out, but they didn't understand it. When I'm home, know that I fuck on a Grammy. Yeah.
Let's go, we in the building, man. It's the Dream Team, we back. We talking NBA. We know after the finals, it get hot. All type of rumors. It hasn't went through yet. But we talked about it. It was in the streets. I keep telling everybody, we're the hottest talk show on the internet, on blogtalkradio.com. You can always go back, listen to the show, punch in DA, the streets is talking. Category sports, and you can hear all our episodes, and I'm telling you why we hot.
Okay?
Next week, I got a surprise. We're going to have an ex-NBA. We're going to have a former NBA ball player on the show next telecast. Couldn't get him on tonight, but we'll get him on next week if possible. Talk about the draft. Now, speaking of that, real quick, around the horn, give me a quick take real quick, and we'll go into some things. Chris Porzingis, it's been rumored that the Celtics are after him. What do you think about that ICE? A good fit, bad fit?
Say it again.
Chris Porzingis, Boston Celtics are pursuing him. What do you think about that?
Yeah,
you think
yeah.
It's a good fit or
yeah.
bad
oh,
fit?
Yes. Oh, yes. I've seen that. I think it's a great fit. I think it's a great fit. I know they're losing Brogdon, but I think they got enough guards that keep Smart there. They'll do just fine. They got to get rid of Horford.
You mean Marcus Smart? But, you mean Marcus Smart? You said Keith, man. Come on, man.
No, I mean Marcus Smart. Not Keith, yeah, but we got to keep him. And,
he got 100 for a hat in his cup.
I'll keep him. And I'll keep his biggest. And I let Horford go. I'll pay Reggie Williams more. And they need to get a true point guard. And that'd be just fine. But that's a great trade right there for them, man. And I think it helped out the Clippers, too, because he plays a lot of games. You can't trust Kawhi Leonard or Paul George. You can't trust Westbrook. I mean, you can trust Westbrook to play every game. You can't trust about the innocent games, though, but I love him regardless. But Brogdon, he'll be a great pickup. I like that deal right there. So, yeah, for Boston, because they got to get over up. That same team cannot be trying to get to the conference finals and championship. And they had them they've been there for the last 4 or 5 years. Horford, Smart, Brown, Taylor, they all been there. So they need something to change it up. And I think changing getting Porzingis, man, would be a great pickup, man. That's a go-to guy. And some nights he could be the best player on our team. So I seen that. I mean, I know Tatum is supposed to be the best player, but some nights he can be the best player. And, you know, a lot of nights they've been other nights, Marcus Smart, Horford, a lot of guys have been the best player on our team. So he'll be a good pickup, and that might get him to the championship again.
Okay, real quick. Yeah, Porzingis would be a great pickup for Boston. Horford is consistent, but he's older. So his numbers have slimmed down to where he really don't – yeah, he's there. But Porzingis and Williams on the block, that's a lot to ask for, man. Them some long dudes. And Porzingis ain't bad on the defensive end. We know what he can do on the offensive end. Like I see he said, he can be the best player on the court. So he can help out. He can probably get them back to the finals again. But they ain't who we. When you keep talking about Marcus Smart, I like him, defensive player. But he got to step up and do better when the lights are bright in the playoffs, man. Come on now. Yeah, Big Brother Boo, Porzingis to Boston. Good move on that one.
Good move, but it's to be smart in the trade, not Brogdon. You say shake something up, get Marcus Smart out of there, and keep Brogdon. That would be the move. I'm sorry, I can't go with Marcus Smart anymore. All that defense and this and that, he's a vet. It's time for him to go out of that crew. Him and you're right. Him and Harper has to go with Smart because he's a vet. But Smart needs to go. Now, real quick, yes or no? Does he deserve it? He's seeking a $30 million per season salary and free agency. Kyle Kuzma, is he worth that? T-Roll, you first. Quick, what you think?
Absolutely. What he's done in Washington coming from the Lakers, we all thought he was a bust. He went to Washington and really put up some numbers. Really had one of the best seasons. Matter of fact, the best season he done had since he done been in the league. I'm going to give it to Cal Kuzma. Give him the money. He deserve it. Hell yeah. I see he deserve it, or should he stay broke?
And he deserved. He stepped up big time this year. He learned from LeBron James, took his game to Washington. He said it too. And he learned. He knew he could be a starter in this league, and now he's a starter. He should get that money. I don't know if he's a max yet, but he damn sure he's at least $30 million a year from somebody, or $35 million, $30 million. A year, and he want to get better, and he does a lot for his community. I seen an article on him, and he does a lot for his community. And yes, he works on his game, and he has some triple doubles. He got it in rebound. He has nice rebounds this year, some major like double doubles. But yeah, I think he's ready to. You know, he's one of the young guys that's improving. You know, and I think he's gonna get better.
Street. Yo, Big Brother Boo, Kuzma going after that bread. He deserves it.
Yes, he deserves it. And I think the Cavs should try to go get him. He's the East Coast Aaron Gordon that can help the Cavs out. I don't want to hear about no the Cavs to go after Grant Williams. Grant Williams is a bench guy. Oh, he'll fit in Cleveland. No, Grant Williams won't. He won't fit in Cleveland as a starter. He's not a starter. The Cavs need an Aaron Gordon guy. They can turn Kuzma into an Aaron Gordon type of guy, and I think they should pursue him and just go under the luxury tax before the new CBA kick in. Now, Kuzma, before we go to the break, go to you first, T-Rizzy. It's not a done deal yet. But they're working out the kinks to try to get Chris Paul to a contender after he's traded to Washington. What do you think about the Bradley Beal trade? Is that going to fit in Phoenix?
Hey, man,
it's a lot of talk about what just happened out here. Great pickup. Because a lot of people didn't have Bradley Beal in the deal to come to Phoenix. And now, when you look at the roster, man, them three guys have all three got individual games of 50 or better. And they ain't talking about even going with even more. So this ain't done yet. I appreciate what the new owner is doing with the Suns. He making sure he's looking out for him. It ain't like he's trying to take, you know, I ain't going to call him damaged goods, but, you know, you've been used a bit. Got rid of Chris Paul. Chris Paul going to be all right. He is the president of the NBA Players Association when it all comes down to it. So, you know, he got some connections. He going to be just fine, whether he be in Washington or send his travels on elsewhere. CP3 going to be all right. He's still going to be hurt in the playoffs later on in the season, so don't get too excited. He's still going to be CP3. So y'all know what it is. But, yeah, good old Bradley Beal in the Suns uniform. I can't wait for this. Yo, big brother, I see it. Did you see Bradley Beal coming to be a Phoenix Sun?
No, I didn't see him becoming a Phoenix Sun. And the thing about that trade to me is he's just like Booker. The score shooters. They scores who can shoot. They're not pure shooters. Okay, I mean, they can shoot. I don't know who's going to be the point guard. They're really score machines. They can score any level. Okay, but my thing is, who's going to be the pure shooter? You can stop that one-on-one, you know. I never see him in the playoffs either, really, to let me know where he really stands at in the playoffs. Because he can be good in the regular season, then he might not show up in the playoffs. So, KD has been around Harden, Westbrook, Curry, Thompson, Harden. Yeah, all these guys have been with. Now you got Booker and Bill. I think these two are the least talented ones that he had. Okay, because Booker is. I think Bill's is the weakest link. I think Bradley Bill's the weak link. Now Booker can go with anybody. Bradley Bill's a good player. He's an all-star. But is he Klay Thompson? No. Is he Curry? No. Is he Westbrook? No. Is he Harden? No. So he has played. Is he Kyrie Irving? No. So he has played with all those guys. Now he's with Ed Booker. No. So he's with. This is the least guy he's with. He's a good player. So I think this is going to be a problem with them. They don't have enough bench again. They're going to have to make some deals. I hear trades going on around right now. But, again, you couldn't win it with Kyrie. Who's a better player than Bill? He couldn't win it with Harden. They had their chances. Okay, he stepped his foot was on the line against Milwaukee Bucks. It was could have been a 3 or 2. He put his foot on the line. Okay, we give you facts. Okay, Bradley Beal, that guy. I don't think so. They'll be good. They'll be a playoff team. They'll be a top 3-4 team. They may get to the conference. They may get to the semifinals, the final 14. I just don't think they'll get over the hump, man. The streets are talking, baby.
Come on! Right there. God damn it! I ain't been brother boo! Bradley Beal in this heat. Good move, bad move. What'd that do for CP3?
Oh, wait. It's tough. Reason why it's tough to say, because after the Denver Nuggets is everybody else in the Western Conference. You don't know how everybody else roster is going to be configured due to free agency coming up, due to draft picks. We don't know how good the Sacramento Kings are going to be next year after that great experience they had. Watch out for them. So that's another thing will give problems to some people in the future. You got to think of the Lakers. You know they're going to do something to improve their roster. So it makes Phoenix formidable. It makes them formidable, but a contender, we'll have to wait and see chemistry-wise. We have to wait and see chemistry-wise. So I'm very optimistic about the Phoenix Suns. However, the way DeAndre Ayton plays is going to be the way the Phoenix Suns go. And who knows, he might get traded. So that all depends on what's coming out the window next. So when we come back,
hey, big brother,
oh my,
big brother,
yes.
Big brother, Frank Vogel said, DeAndre Ayton fits in what I bring to the table. So you think he gonna get traded still?
Well, he likes the big guys, the Roy Hibberts, the, you know what I mean, the Anthony Davises and the, you know, the Dwight Howards of the world. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see. When we come back, I can't wait. Where is Victor and the rest of the new guys going? It's the streets is talking. You better tell a friend to tell a friend. They tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
So what the fuck is up? Putting powder on the street cause I got big fucking nuts. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood lad. I deserve them niggas some shit to put the peas on their back. Got the pounds on for broke cause you know I just pay two. Nigga bought 30 from it so I'm running 42. He gon' pop for 700 times 62. 24-8 is what I do, so nigga, fuck what you do. If I told you cocaine numbers, you would think I was lying. Young ass niggas 22 was talking about they was trying. In the game, ain't a thing coming forward with Ben. Rick at home, two apartments where I entertain friends. More bounce to the ounce, cause the boom the shit. I done got me 50 ounces out of burden this bitch. Tighten up, no snack, bitches checking my stock. Got some birds, I said a nigga, some I go rock for rock. Just got back from California, kicked it with B-Legit. Put me down with purple chronic in that hurricane shit. And the studio was tone, man, I wish I could say. I got the hot ass masterpiece cause we got money to make. It went players from the South Stack, jeez, man. Like ball, I got a stack, big cheese, man. Bitch, say you wanna show you got 9 grand. I ain't rapping shit until my money in my hand. Stop taking motherfucker, that's where I stay. Getting money from your bitches every goddamn day. Big paper, I'm folding. Hoes is on my motherfucking dock for all the shit that I be holding. I hate grown men, show it. Especially the fools that take a silent and got my niggas don't know it. Kick it with the trio, nigga, so you best not trip. If you keep on popping, shoot my niggas, it be clear. Hoes, nigga.
And I'm the king of moving chickens, not them finger lickin'. Sickin' niggas that be trickin', you need a swift kickin'. Yo ass is right for the pickin', now as my pocket stickin'. I'm be thinkin' nickel slickin', you sick when I be clickin'. Now take a look at the bigger nigga, my liquor swigger. Play a hater, ditch jigger, figure my hair trigger. Give a hop one in your liver, you shiver, shake and quiver. I'm frivolous if a nigga get wetter than a river. For what it's worth, it's the birth of some niggas doing dirt. Fuck a first engine off the skirt, make the pussy hurt. Mr. Master, hit the switcher faster. Then you keep a blitz of bastards. Fuck your sister pastor. Get the elbow for sale. Yo, brother, bet I have my mail, ho. Before I catch a murder case and go to jail. Oh, hell no. Time to bail, hit the trail. So we can sell more. Fucking yell, get the scale, no. Other bullet duckers get shoved aside of this game. They bear the buckers cause the clutches, they love us. Make them classic suckers. Take they jelly like muckers. I hit like nunchuckers. Cause your Texas bring the ruckus. This for my motherfuckers. Cooking cheese, some crooked keys. Rocking up on the keys to get the hook with ease. Wanna be, get on your knees, feel the squeeze from them HK-13s, from here to overseas. We do what we please, don't trip as we flip. Light up a dip, I'm breaking them out from the hip to your lip. Go act that boy tip, that nigga butt rip. With one clip, soon as the gun slip. Now I done whipped out my Pirelli, flying through your belly, belly. And some smelly red jelly is dripping out of your belly. Surf them up like a deli, just on my cellular telly. Hotel it like it's going out of style. You can't see me, Marcus, so have a motherfucking tweet and a smile.
We've been talking about murder. Bobby Huggins has resigned from West Virginia University. Penny Hardaway banned 3 games for recruiting violations. We've been talking Bradley Beal. Will he be a good fit in Phoenix? Kyle Kuzma seeking $30 million a year. Is he worth it? Let us know any other free agents you want to talk about that can fit somewhere that's going to be a major impact with this free agency coming up. Let us know. Man, we've been talking about Chris Porzingis. Boston is looking to move from Brogdon after picking him up last year in free agency to get my man's in there. The first guy they called the unicorn. Speaking of that, Victor Wembanyama is consistent's number one pick. And before we get into some other things, I'm just going to ask you, what do you think his start in the league will be? Will it be phenomenal? I'm asking you first, T. Rizzy. What do you think about old Victor? Will he come and save the day for the San Antonio Spurs and be the new face in the NBA?
I'm going to say this. Everybody knows where he's going. He's going with Pop. It ain't like this dude ain't got no skills. It ain't like he just sit up under the basket and hold his hands up. This dude got game. And if y'all don't think he got game, just wait. Yeah, they gonna be trying to get after him, but he got game. Okay, he can dribble, he can shoot, he can do a whole bunch of other stuff. So I'm just gonna say, he going with Pop. It ain't gonna be no surprise if he's good. I'm just gonna say this. He better be ready for all the challenges, because all these veterans, from KD to LeBron to AD to Zion, no matter where they go, bud, you got a target on your chest. You 7'5". They gonna be trying to clown your ass. You lucky Vince Carter ain't playing, because I know if it ain't once, he would be the one to catch you slipping. But I know there's going to be a lot of them out there trying to give you the business. So you better stand stronger. Step back. Because, you know, Steph going to shoot that bitch from half court. We already know what he's going to do. But he going with Pop. And I'm going to say this. Chet Holmgren got hurt in the summer league fucking around. So don't be playing in the summer league trying to, you know, show and prove that you're ready. We all ready to see you. Get your bread, and then let's see you in October. That's when we want to see you, baby. That's for real. Come on, ICE. What's up with the 7'5", wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We know he going number one. Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, he's going to be all right, man. I know a guy by the name of Ralph Sampson. He's 7'4". This guy, he can do it all, but they didn't let him do it all back then. And we got guys like Elgauskas, who was 7'2", bringing the ball up. You got guys like Porzingis. The guy from last year got drafted. Got hurt in the first. What's his name? Guy got drafted. He was 7'3", 7'2".
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, from Gonzaga. They all coming in like this lately, okay? He's just a number one pick. He got all the skills, all top, you know, the dribble, the pull up, the side jumper, the pull up on Kevin Durant game. But I watched some games of him, and guys are getting underneath him, man. He can block shots, but they can get down low. They can bang him. But he does contest shots like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay? He try to block anything, okay? So he is a defensive-minded guy. Yeah, he likes to win Bill Russell game. Yeah. He try to go at, you know, because any of those guys get blocked. I see him. I see these guys blocking shots. You know, Holmgren, he was blocking shots. You get your shots. But this guy, he try to knock that bitch over to the next, to the fifth row. So he be serious on them blocking. I go, okay. So I do see the intensity on defense. It's also the game. It's ahead of all those guys I just named, okay, all the big guys I just named. So I think he's going to be a good player. I think he was the right coach. He had, you know, probably have, you know, the greats of Dave Robinson, then, you know, then you got Tim Duncan. He's going to be right there with those guys. And he might end up being better than Tim Duncan, but I don't think, you know, he might not have been a ring by Tim Duncan. But if you stay healthy, he's not. All the big guys, this guy has not been hurt yet. He does yoga. You know, yoga, he stretches, so watch him. So he does that thing. We don't know about him. He does yoga. So that's keeping his body limber. Okay. So out of all the big men so far, nothing happened so far. No broken foot, no knee, no nothing. Okay, so the game is polished. Is he going to carry the NBA and be the torch right now? It's going to be hard to do because there's still a lot of good players in the NBA. Okay, so, I mean, but I think he'll be recognized like LeBron, you know, after about 5 or 6 years. Like LeBron, even though LeBron came in, maybe his second year, LeBron started having like one of the best players in the league. He's like, he was the face because he was on every day, everywhere. I think he'll be the same way. He'll be on all the
I think he'll be on every year. All that shit, but I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think he will. I think he will, but I just, anyway, you know, I give him time. Everybody hyped on him, man. I think he got defensive problems as far as moving his feet and banging. He can bang you. We don't know how he's going to take it with the pros. Guys hitting his body, we don't know if he's really fragile or not. So we're going to find that out. But I like him going to Spurs, and I like Scoot Henderson. I watched him. I like Brandon Miller. I like those guys. Either go second or third, either one, it's going to be a nice pickup. Scoot Henderson, man, he got a little Westbrook in him. Watch him, man. He got these long-ass arms, man. He only like 6'3", man. 6'2", 6'3". Yeah, Scoot Henderson, yeah, man. I've been watching this guy, man. He was talking like, I'm like, man, he look like he's 6'7", 6'3". He only 6'2", 6'3". It's a long, he has wrestle arms and shit, man, but he's 6'2". Okay, so watch him, man. Brandon Miller, man. I like him. He compared himself to Paul George. He said, that's his GOAT. You know what I'm saying? They both 6'8", and he got a game like Paul George. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he struggled a little bit in the tournament on them threes, man, but he is a good three-point shooter, man. I think either of these top three picks are going to be real good, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Scoot Henderson be one of the better players out of all these three, okay? He got a chip on his shoulder, man. You heard it from me. He got a chip on his shoulder, okay?
Streets! Hey, yo, big brother Boo! We know Victor Bad Wow about thank you, man. I'm going number one. He going to be high.
No. Not going to be all right.
Oh,
it's a hit or miss.
Damn.
It's a hit or miss with anybody. I do not like when the media picks who they think to be number one. We just found out about this kid. We didn't know about him when he was 14. We didn't know about him when he was 15. We didn't know about him before this year. All of a sudden, now we're talking about Victor. He wasn't. Usually they'll say, well, this kid here, like the Boozer twins, regardless of class, they're this and that. He wasn't in that conversation. They said nothing about him. So he just came just this year on the rise. He's the number one player in the world. In the world, Craig, in the world. Now, to Ice Point, he hasn't gotten hurt up to this point. We can say that about Chet. Hasn't really had any tough injuries up to when he got bumped by an NBA machine and LeBron James. So, that being said, we'll see, maybe. But, again, we thought it was going to be like this with Porzingis, doing the same thing pretty much, except handling the rock. He thinks he's Durant, okay. But I'm trying to tell you, just like any other sport and draft, it's a hit or miss. They thought Greg Oden. They thought Anthony for the Cleveland Cavaliers when they picked him number one. It could be like that. And I'm going to say this, ICE, to your point about Scoot Henderson. Yeah, okay, but you and I know because you're an OGG. I'm just an OG. You're an OGG. I'm saying you cannot win a championship with him. as your guy. I don't care how long his arms is. Allen Iverson's arms was long. But you cannot be picked at number two with Charlotte to go with Lonzo Ball, and you can't go three to Portland with Dame because it's Dame and McCullough point two. So hopefully he will be a great piece to a good or you build on with him as something like Orlando. They have two picks. You get him, you get my man Ochoro. So now you got two pieces. But he cannot be my franchise guy. He just can't. And you want to compare him to Russell Westbrook? That's good. It'll get you there, so to speak, MVP. But will it get you winning? Will it get the franchise over the hump? So I don't know about that. But to your point, if you're the Pelicans, there's rumors. I don't think they're true. Do you trade Zion Williamson to Portland or Charlotte for that pick? I'm going to go to you first, ICE. Do you make that trade? If you're Portland or Charlotte, if he's available. Zion Williams.
Orlando? Oh, Zion Williams. Okay, Zion. First of all, I don't think Charlotte that dumb to trade him. Okay. That's one thing, because I still think he's the best player on that team. So I wouldn't make the trade, okay, first of all. I wouldn't make the trade because I'm going to think Zion is a generational player, okay? You ain't seen nothing like this. You just got to get everybody right. Stop being freaky Jason, eating booty and all that stuff, man. Okay? And get his act together, lose that way down. And he'll be just fine where he at, man. Do not trade that guy, man. No, you don't trade that. He set out for the rest of the season, set out, got healthy. To see if he get in shape this year, man. If not, if you don't get in shape this year, that's going to be it. But I wouldn't trade him now. I wouldn't trade him right now. Because they would no, I wouldn't trade him.
Key Rizzy, what you think? Would you make the move if it's available? Is T. Rizzy there? Guess not. I'm going to wait one more year if I'm the Pelicans. I'm going to wait one more. Got to see what he does. Zion Williamson went in uniform. The Pelicans was three in the West. At the end of the season, the Pelicans end up being 10. So he's a very impactful player for that organization. However, if he doesn't get it done this year, I must move on from Zion. I have to. I must move on from Zion. No disrespect to him, but I have to. And as you said, ICE, generational talent. Before we go to break and get to the callers, because I know Pete got a lot to say, man. I know he does. Do you see any surprises tomorrow night? Any blockbuster trades? Any surprises? I see you there. Any blockbuster trades? Any surprises tomorrow night?
I think so right now. I mean, you're talking about the Zion trade. But with this young talent right now, man, I'll roll with the young talent, man. I'm not going to try to get Zion away. Knowing he's not going to be healthy. I don't know how he's going to be, so that's why I won't make that trade. So I don't think no major trades is going on this week, tomorrow. If it do, it'll be a surprise to me. It'll be a surprise. I don't see nobody out there that's worth the first three picks, yeah, but after that right there, it's just good players. So, no, I don't see nothing. I don't see nobody making no major trade for nobody.
No major trade.
And I think you're wrong on this, L. Because Scoop Henderson has played in the G League not 1 year, but 2 years. This is second year, okay? He's left to trade at 17. And he has got better every year. And he knew what he needed to improve on. He shot like 20% from 3-point his first year. He went to now he got like 29% this year. So next year, you know, he might be 33% like the rest of these guys. So this dude got the work ethic, and he want to be, and he keep on saying, I'm the number one player in the league. I should be the number one player in the draft. So he done played against him plenty of times. So he got a chip on his shoulder, man. He got some Kobe Bryant in him, man, too. He a dog, man. He a dog. So if they ain't making a trade for him, man, yeah, he is. I really watched him, man. I was impressed, though, man. I was like, wow, okay. You know, I mean, he did his thing in 2 years in the G League. It wasn't no 1 year. It was 2 years.
I think Scoop might go third because they already got a point guard in Charlotte. So I don't think they may go with another point guard. But then again, that boy likes to get hurt all the damn time. You can't trust the ball not to be healthy. No, they get hurt very easy. So, Scoop could go number two.
I like Brandon Henderson.
Brandon Miller.
Yeah, Brandon Miller.
Man, you bad with names tonight, ICE. You bad with names.
Hey, he on there bootlicker. I told you, him and Huggy Bear been hanging.
Brandon Henderson talking about somebody on Facebook just a little while ago.
He did it again.
Oh, okay. Hey,
no, I'm sure.
Brandon Henderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
let me say this. One team that can, you know, probably make some moves. You never know. Charlotte got 2 picks in the first round. You know. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be real tough to sell somebody on a pick. Orlando, they have some picks in the first round. So, is it any lottery team, any team that you think in the lottery from coming up that before we get to the break and get to our caller, because I know Pete's alive and at the mouth to get at it, some verbal jab. We got you, P. Any teams that you think that's from the lottery that's going to be able to make it to the playoffs, a la Sacramento Kings? Do you think anybody that's in this lottery is going to make it this year? I'm going to go to you first, T-Ro. Man, T-Ro keep going in and out. I mean, so I see what you think real quick before we get to the break. Any team that's in the lottery, you think they're gonna get to the playoffs this year?
Any teams in the lottery that they're gonna get to the playoffs this year?
San Antonio, Charlotte. Hold on, I'll read them off to you. San Antonio, Charlotte, Portland, Houston, Detroit, Indiana.
I think Portland's gonna get there.
Houston.
I think Oakland. Oklahoma.
Toronto.
I think Toronto will get in.
Remember, OKC got in. Remember, they was in the play-in. You got to count that as playoff games.
Well, I think they really just in the playoff. You know what I'm saying? I think they'll be a playoff team. But I think if Portland, if they do pull the trade, because I don't think these young guys will be able to. You know, I like Brandon Miller there more so than Scoop Henderson at Portland. Because he's a little bit better than Scoop, but
think Portland might get in there if the games stay. The NBA is loaded, though, man. You know, they got new coaches in Houston. That should be something to see. But I just think not a lot of teams gonna get in there. Like the Lakers just squeaked in there, things like that. And who was the last team? It was
okay. Minnesota.
Minnesota. Minnesota. That's gonna be a team to be reckoned with too. I think they're gonna be better next year too. So yeah, so it's, a couple of teams might make it, but ain't gonna do them no good though. Ain't gonna do them no good. It's gonna be tough. What you see?
Streets.
Wow, you know what, Ice? I for the first time I might have to agree with you. It's a team that's very interesting in the East, man. I know you said Toronto. I'm gonna say the Indiana Pacers, man. I think they get another piece. I think they can really make some noise in the East. It's gonna be very interesting with that. It's gonna be real interesting with that. I hope that because they need it. That's a basketball state. Indiana needs to get back on the rise just for the NBA. We're used to Indiana being in the thick of things. So I'm looking forward to them maybe getting back on the rise, especially with that point guard and Turner over there as building blocks. When we come back, we're going to get to the asylum, man. We're going to talk to our mans in there, man. I know he can't wait. So as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Maybe we can hang on tonight. Maybe I can give you juice. We've been on a track for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
Time. Many other brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you for now. So fuck that coffee shit, I just wanna be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. So chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars. Cause it stopped hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club with voicemails on third rings fucking me up.
Some
I don't
trust. Why can't you agree with me for one? Maybe we can hang on tonight. Maybe I can give you a chance. We've been on a track for these months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah.
Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah. Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere niggas take you, just know that my face good. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, I be up and there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga out. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. That's supreme confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
We've been on the track for these months. Why can't you agree with me?
It's the streets that talk and sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop.
Man, we've been talking about Huggy Bear with his resignation, Penny Hardaway, 3-game ban from Memphis. What do you think about that? Kyle Kuzma, he's asking for $30 million. Chris Porzingis, looks like they're trying to work a deal to get him to Boston. These are just some of the rumors. Bradley Beal, tentative trade to the Phoenix Suns. What do you think about that fit? Where does that put Phoenix right now? We've been talking about the NBA draft. We know about Victor. Will he be great? They say it's a no miss with him. You let us know. Right now, P gonna let us know. P, he down in Florida. Ah, you in the building, baby, with the deal, P.
We in the building, baby. What's going on, Dream Team?
Oh, man. Just chilling, man. Just chilling. Getting ready for this draft tomorrow, man. You know it's highly anticipated. I got a street question for you too, P, and we'll get into it. Just put this on your plate as you're talking. Where is the state of NBA and American basketball? The last five NBA MVPs have been international players. Is international players taking over the NBA? I'll let you talk about that later, but I know you're ready to chime in, P. What you got for us on the street?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and let me see where I'm going to start off at. Obviously, y'all talked about Buddy getting let go from West Virginia. I mean, after his DUI and racial slurs and whatnot, obviously he ain't never going to find no job anywhere else. You know, he need to just go ahead and soak up that retirement now that he out of the game. And like you said, Boogie, it's a big age difference, you know, from when he was coaching and coming up in the ranks to now you seeing all these great coaches that we know in college basketball and football, like, leaving. Like, you know, because it's hard to, you know, keep trying to, I guess, develop, you know, your scheme and keep up with the times, you know. I mean, I just wanted to touch on that. Obviously, transitioning to the NBA, I'll start with the draft. You know what I mean? People saying whether Wimby can be great, is he going to be great right off the bat? I mean, yes, he's going to the Spurs. Yes, he's going to be with Pop. You know, I'm looking at the pieces around him. I mean, he got solid pieces around him, you know. Not great, but, you know, it's solid pieces around him. I think he'll be all right. I don't think he's going to win much in his first couple years, you know. And I don't know if he can avoid those minor injuries, the rolled ankles of the world, you know, the gimpy hamstring, you know what I mean, just the finger injury or elbow injury, you know, whatever may pop up, you know, given that he's going to be playing with some grown men, you know what I mean, some big boys. Like, yeah, he playing with the Frenchmen and he dunking on little small guys. Like this is the association. Like, this where you really make your bag of bones. You know what I mean? It's cool that, you know, you're a phenom. You're being quoted as a unicorn. You know what I mean? You got to come to the league and prove it. Like, your counterparts, Luka, Jokic, you know what I mean, Giannis, Embiid, all of them, they came to the league and showed the world that, yeah, like, I'm not just a European talent. You feel me? Like, I can transition to the States and be dominant. So, hopefully we get to see Wimby be dominant, you know, get to show up his skill. I don't think he's going to play in the summer league just because he's still playing in the French league right now, you know. So I think they're going to hold him out because of that. So I think we really won't see him until beginning of the season. But I think he's going to be good. As far as the other two behind him, Brandon Miller, I mean, they're going to be good. They're going to be straight. Brandon Miller's going to be a nice little – I can't call him Paul George. He's not that good as Paul George. But – He's solid. He definitely like a Paul George light, you know, what he want to compare himself to. He basically like a great value Paul George, if that's what you're looking for. You know, somebody who could score, give you some lift, you know, possibly play both ends, you know what I mean? I mean, and when I look at Scoot, all I see is, I see, you know, it's a few players I see when I watch him play. I see a lot of De'Aaron Fox. I see a lot of John Wall in him, you know, a very quick, bursty, you know, high-flying, you know, guard, you know what I mean, that can play make. You know, it's a lot of De'Aaron Fox, Russell Westbrook in there, you know, bits of John Wall too. You know, I think he's going to be a nice little fun player. Now, it depends on where he go, because like you said, if Charlotte picks Brandon Miller and you got Scoot sitting there and it's like Damian Lillard saying, I don't want to play with young guys. It's like at Portland, you know what I mean, they need to just – tell Damian Lillard, like, look, bro, we appreciate everything you did. You're probably the greatest Blazer next to Bill Walton and probably Clyde Drexler. You know what I mean? Like, you're a top 75 player. We appreciate it, but we about to go rebuild. Because, again, there's no way you can sit there and pass on. Not saying that Scoot is unpassable. Like, you can't go another route if that's how you feel. But he would be a good player to pair with Simons and Sharp and a couple of, you know what I mean? You can keep Grant there as a good veteran, you know what I mean? But you should try to trade Damian Lillard for anything that you could get. Like, turn into a Utah, turn into an OKC, you know what I mean? And maximize, like, your real rebuild window. Like, all that trading for Zion, maybe, like, all that is dead. Do you think trading for Zion, like, you having Damian Lillard and Zion Williamson, is that gonna get you over the hump in the West? Like, at least with Phoenix and the Bradley Beal thing, like, Phoenix could say we was at this, we would say, like, they could say we was at, like, 20% to win the championship next year. If Ad Bradley Beal bumps that up to 24%, 25%, then that's all you want as a fan. So, I mean, I'm happy for Phoenix fans, you know, and get them a little bit more hope to come out the West. You know, it's still going to be a challenge because they got to fill out the rest of their roster. I do think they might flip DeAndre Ayton on game on draft night. I think Carl Anthony Towns is going to be dealt on draft night from Minnesota. I think they're going to trade him to Houston. For some young players. I think Orlando's going to make a draft night trade. I think they're going to end up trading either Suggs or they're going to trade Cole Anthony or one of those little backcourt folks, whoever they want to get rid of. They're going to trade one of those backcourt players to make room for one of those little twins from the Overtime Elite, the Thompson twins. They're going to have to make room for one of them that they drafted in the top five. And obviously, out of the teams that are actually in the lottery, that's going to make the bump to make the playoffs next year. I think Detroit can be that team to make not just the play-in. I think they could be an AC in the East. Given the roster they're going to have, the high draft pick, and they got Money Williams, who is a good coach. He ain't great because he got his flaws as a coach, you know. But I think they can make that jump like Sacramento and be a good team, you know. If health goes their way and they got their whole roster. Also, I'll throw Utah in there. I think if they make the right pick with the top 10 selection that they got and they get a nice little guard, I don't know, because it's not really no point guards in this draft that interest me. You know, they all got flaws. It's just, you know, what flavor you want in a point guard, you know. But I don't know. I honestly think they should just get a point guard and really just, you know what I mean, try to maximize having Larry Markin and a good center, you know. They got pieces, you know, to trade up for not a star, but, you know, trade for some good role players to fill their roster out.
Street question of the night, P. Is international players taking over the NBA? What's going on with American basketball?
I just don't. Besides, probably like a handful of Americans. I probably say Ja Morant. I probably say Anthony Edwards. It's not that many, like, young American stars that you know, one, gravitate people towards them, you know what I mean, and you know, can actually be a face of the franchise. Like, it feels like a lot of these European players, like, they're great in their own right. We have a lot of American players that are great in their own right, but they're not great as far as, like, team ball. Like, they may can do easy reads, you know, as far as playmaking and stuff like that, but they not, like, making their team, like, they not impacting winning, they not making their team better. And I think it's just hard to find an American, like, they had Ja Morant as being, like, the next American face. Like, and look at the problems he gave the NBA. Like, they can't even really, they trying their hardest to keep marketing him as an American. Like, we just really searching for that next American star. Like, all our, LeBron is old, KD's old, Steph is old, Dame is old. Like, all of our American stars are getting old. And I think your Europeans, I think they just getting younger. And we really just don't have American talent, like, at least generational American talent. That's really my opinion on it.
What you think, IC?
Well,
truth is, man, like you said, man, they trying to get John Morant to be the face, and it's not working. Curry is about the last he's going to get right now. He's getting older. And I thought that Jason Tatum was going to be the just going to take the next step. But the Greek Freaks, MVP, Joel Embiid, MVP, Joker, two-time MVP, Luka on the verge of being an MVP. So I think the trend is going towards the European players, kind of like the big stars, but, you know, still the better players are probably the Americans. But looking like the face of the NBA now, look like it's the European players. Right now, I'm just and you got the new guy coming in, Victor. He's gonna be the number one pick. He's gonna be like trying to make him a face. He's from France. So, yeah, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. Well, a new face to come. So, what you think there, T-Rizzy?
T-Rizzy has gotten the Uber, but I'll tell you this, though, ICE. I'm going to put it on us. When I say us, look what's going on overseas. They have these guys, and it's just a parallel. They had these young guys like Victor and Luca. They're pros at 14 years old, 15 years old. They're playing, they call it a pro league, but in actuality, it's like a men's league at a rec. That's like we getting high school guys that are 16 playing in a men's league, in an open men's league, but just getting paid for
baby.
It. That's not the case anymore in America because of situations with crime and drugs and things like that. Kids aren't playing pickup ball with the old heads on the playground anymore. Kids aren't driving the playgrounds and picking up games. They're not doing that anymore. It's organized open gym. And I think that's hurting in this AAU basketball. That's hurting. It's hurting the play. It's making it unsaturated purity of the game in America. That's why we're hurting. That's why we're not fundamentally
Boogie, can I push back a little bit?
I'm listening.
Do you think one? I'm in agreement with you partly on the whole AAU as a circuit, you know, and EYBL and all the other, you know, youth leagues. One, do you think it's necessarily on the players, you know, to get better? Because again, like yes, you could be in AAU. But at the same time, there's nothing stopping you from working on your game, like, outside of all of that.
When I say it's us, I mean the coaching, the programming, because it's lower-level AAU basketball that cannot compete on the circuit, and the coaches aren't fundamentally teaching them. Ice, no, he's an official. He referees these AAU backyard tournaments, and these kids are running up and down the court. These coaches are stealing money. They aren't teaching anything. So all you have is these guys that play elite basketball, and what do they do when they get together? It's a kid that's from Kentucky, but he's the number five best player in the country. He plays on CP3 team, which is located in Carolina, but they don't practice; they just play. So it's how it's set up. It's not the kids' fault. I think it's the parents, the coaches, and how they have this whole thing set up, where kids aren't developing enough to be that player when they get to the next level. I just that's me, you know, as I walk, go around the country and I see some of these things, and these parents have these false dreams, and these coaches the parents want the coaches to lie to them and tell them that their kid's going to be great. I'm being honest with you, and I try to think. You know what I told her? You know what I told a parent the other day, and they got mad at me. I said, "It's only going to be one or two kids in seven years that's going to go to college for basketball." Oh, don't say that. You know how hard it is to get a scholarship out here? It's very tough. And they were very upset at me. Yeah, very upset. So I'm not going to deter a kid from thinking that. But it's hard enough to get a scholarship, let alone go to the NBA. So we have to be real with these young people and let them know what they need to, you know what I'm saying, what they need to do. So international kids, their parents and their situation, they're working. They're 6'7", 6'8", doing it, you know what I mean, trying to get a hold of being a professional. It's the lifestyle over there. We're not, kids over here do not look at it as a lifestyle. First thing they do, and I ain't saying it's just America, but I'm pretty sure it's all over the world, but they pick up those phones. Where those people over there, they're working on their game. So, and I used to tell you, he's been around, like I said, officiating. It's a lot. You make a lot of money on terrible basketball because every kid and parent think their kid can go to the NBA playing in these backyard tournaments. Am I correct, ICE?
It's only 400, Boobie. It's only 450. For real. They can't grapple with that.
Am I correct, man? For real. I'm telling you. So, man, we thank you, P, man. Stay on the line. Please stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day. I think he resides down there, man. I don't know, man. He might reside down there in Florida, man. So, please, stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day coming right back. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Three.
To my cuz once again, cuzzo, I see you. I'm gonna see you Saturday too, man. I don't know if you're gonna play volleyball. We got a family volleyball game. If you win, man, depending on how many games you win, you got bragging rights to the next year, Pete. It's intense. It's intense. Shout out to my baby cuz, man. Shout out to Pete. Shout out to my man BJ, D Mac,
everybody who is tuning in tonight, man. We got to give everybody a shout out, man. There's so many people out, man. It was hot tonight. Pre-draft, my cousin Von. You know what I mean? My cousin Zeke, they listening. They tuning in. Man, we love it. But first and foremost, whew, man, you know, when off season comes, man, you can get involved in a lot of different things. So let's just say that. And you are a lot on vacation. You just got finished with mandatory camp, or you're just waiting for your next season, and you kicking it. And just so happens, you get into a disagreement with an employee at a Miami Beach marina. And not only did you know what I mean, argue and have a disagreement, but you insulted the guy. You insulted the employee. And these are allegations. But when the employee says, I decline to press charges at this time, what does that mean? Is it a settlement behind closed doors? Is it a settlement behind closed doors? But I tell you what, for your lack of judgment and putting your hands on an employee at a Miami Beach arena where you was just kicking it, Tyreek Hill, a.k.a. the Cheater, you are the big dummy of the day. You hear me? You are the big dummy of the day, Cheetah.
You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy.
Yeah, you big dummy. ICE, man, what's up with man the Cheetah, man? What's wrong with him? What are you doing? ICE, you there? Oh, ICE,
yeah.
Ain't there.
Yeah.
Oh,
here.
There you go. Oh.
Yeah,
what's wrong with him, ICE?
Hey, man. These guys, man, feel like they're entitled, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he walking on the world. He can do what he want to do, man. Please, man. I wish he'd have smacked me upside my head, man. And I'd have been like, okay, well, something's going to happen. I need about $200,000. I'd be like, who was you? I'd be like, who was you playing the other eight? Who was you? I don't know. I got amnesia.
Hey, man, it's that time of the show. But you got these shout-outs before we get out of here, ICE.
Hey, man, we got to say, man, shout-out to the Dream Team again, man. Great show as always, man. Hey, let me tell you something, man. Stop trying to anoint these guys as the greatest players ever, man. I'm tired of hearing this Joker talk about the greatest center. I know he had that one good year. But I can go down a lot of list of players, man. That's ahead of him, man. Okay, so take your time, guys. Take your time, guys. Speech is talking, baby.
I'm glad you said that, ICE. I'm going to have some facts and some information. Maybe I can assist on why they keep talking about it. But we'll talk about that Wednesday. The results of the draft. They're getting closer to free agency, man. Thanks to all the callers once again. I want to give a shout-out to P. Thanks for being on as always, P, man. We appreciate you. Without you, man, and the callers, we don't get it done. We don't have a great show. Shout-out again to my cousin Trey, my cousin Kim. She was tuning in. DJ, D-Max, Lil B, my man DB, Brody's Bottom Line. Shout out to him. I can't wait till his podcast come out. We're going to harass him and get on and verbal chat with him on his podcast. So we'll have information about that, man. So, you know, as always, picture us rolling. Keep inspiring us. Go to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box DA, the streets is talking. man, listen to us. Listen to these shows, man. We got classes. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
I'm living a dream with triple B's in my exposure. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't feed you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Tell me, count the property, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas talk cocky, I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's cooking shit that we inflict and get the street sale.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on swollen, balls hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us a rebel.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, time. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.